I took my friend to the grocer's, alas. The scrub and sandpiper pronounced this as a dream, as we rustled the scant gravel on bicycles, and I listened as you were regurgitating the story like a martini, the resolute midnight flounders a mile away, squandering large parts of the ocean by not being there, but here, you understand. And even I, your correspondent inept, can't reconcile the dream imagery with a reality that I face, now that waking up has provided the lackluster epiphany, the point of that dream. I can't recall what your story was about or whom it figured, but, appraising it such in light of an evening whose light disturbingly resembled gin, newly credentialed as I was in the environment, I'd say you were glowering at the emptiness in my icy center, or what you called my center, when you found I had bought fruit from Chile when Pinochet was still dictator. But I don't go often at all to the beach, and I only consciously buy Chilean at wine stores, so please bother someone else. My shame, mutilated with its grievances, I suffer the recurring, a post-nap dry mouth.